Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chris Fedor, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
You know, I liked when I got to talk about winning football.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one?
Like, when was that again?
I've gotten into many depositions now. I've been on legalese.com making sure that I have all my different expressions. No, we're good, man. It's a Tuesday. Football season's here. Had a near perfect game last night, which we'll get into more in the show, but the Joey Cantillo performance against a just rabid ass White Sox team. I mean, just putrid at bats last night, and also from the White Sox too. The Guardians had a few bad at bats as well, but no, that was fun. We had Monday Night Football on. Yeah. Now that Monday Night Football's commenced, we're back. Now we got through the first full week. We've gone TNF to Sunday Football, all the primetime games. Now Monday Night Football. Now we get into the swing of things here.
Maybe the Browns were under the impression that the season started this coming weekend as opposed to this past weekend.
I think there's a decent chance that they just forgot, because nobody played in the preseason, that they just forgot about
it. That's right.
And they were like, oh, hey, we got to go out this Dallas preseason game. And then, you know what? Probably explains why the starters were shocked to have to play four quarters yesterday. Or, sorry, 2 days ago now.
Wait, I have to play at all?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I believe this was the time of the year where I play like two series and then we go hit like the hot dog cart or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But we got the latest on the Deshaun thing.
That was a tough one, yeah.
Here's the thing. All right. What is more onerous to talk about right now? Deshaun's play or the latest Deshaun lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes.
So like the biggest problem with all of this, Nick, is that they have invested so much in this guy, and the return has not been anything close to what they promised it would be, or what they said it was going to be, or what they said it was going to do for this franchise. And at some point, certain guys are worth it, right? You deal with the headaches and everything that comes with them because what they're giving you is enough to justify it, and you feel like the reward is going to be worth it. For this guy to go out and play the way that he has for the last couple of years, and then for this organization to have to deal with Deshaun Watson stuff over and over and over again, it is so not worth it.
Well,
in any aspect.
So you're right. And and here's the thing.
And it is so, so annoying to have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
I know, like, the Sashi Wars, that was the thing, the Baker Wars. Like, this is something that nobody chose to be a part of, wars.
Right.
And that makes it, and by the way, all of those things, like, Sashi was here for 2 years as the president of football operations.
Mm-hmm.
The Baker Wars were really 2021. That's a one-season thing. This is year three.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yesterday, like, I just don't, I'll be honest, dude, in 2016 or 2017, I thought, all right, this is as low as it gets. Mm-hmm. It really is. So if you're still on the bandwagon, then you're going to be here like I am until this thing is over, until the lights go out for it. And then, because I thought, like, well, this has got to be the worst thing you can go through. I felt like yesterday was that peak, like the personification, the crucial moment of this is exactly what the Deshaun experience has been.
Yes.
Which is bad football,
right.
Which is a guy who clearly doesn't look healthy or confident to boot, and then another kind of slanderous, again, accusation, mm-hmm. but lawsuit that reflects poorly on a brand that everybody in this town has been gaga over for 70 years.
Yeah. Remember, Nick, a couple of weeks ago when I was in with you and we were talking about Deshaun Watson as the quarterback of the Browns, but not the fans' quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, he's not our quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think there are a certain segment of fans that have tried to distance themselves from Deshaun and make it so that he's just the Browns quarterback and he's not their quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? And these are the kinds of reasons why. Because there are certain guys that you just don't want that level of association with.
So what you're saying is true, but I think it's gotten even harder to do that. Because what you're describing is basic compartmentalization,
mm-hmm.
which as a child of chaos, I know all very well. But, like, you know, like, listen, this is at some point, it's not even about Deshaun because it's more about the situation. Like,
what situation?
The Deshaun's, I mean, it's not about the person, it's about the entirety of the situation. Yeah. It's about the decision. It's about, but, like, to me, I keep just coming back to the greatest missed opportunity is not Deshaun not playing good football. Mm. It's not. It is Deshaun finding a way to humanize himself to Cleveland in general. You know, like, it was baked in, the allegations, the lawsuits, all that. That was baked in.
Yeah.
And that was a hurdle that you have to overcome if you're Deshaun. And I will say, through inaction on his part, I don't want to say through his own fault, because mm-hmm. the guy clearly had to hunker down and bunker down,
right.
and have a bunker mentality for a long time, and I get that. But through kind of inaction on his part, yesterday would have hit differently if you felt like in those 2 years, either on the field or off the field, Deshaun had become, in the word that parlance that you just said, your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes this so interesting is there's so much of this that is now beyond Deshaun's control. The one thing the last 2 years that could have gone remarkably different is finding a consistent way to step out of his bubble, where I think, if we're being fair, there's a lot of people that really like being around Deshaun and being in Deshaun's sphere and his mm-hmm. bubble. They like access to the things that an NFL quarterback allows you to, but that brings you privy to a lot of yes people.
Mm.
And I think that was the thing that I was reminded every time Deshaun said this offseason, well, I don't give a bleep what people say.
Yeah.
Nobody believes you. And I don't believe you.
Not at all.
Now, what else are you supposed to say? It hurts
right.
my feelings. You, yeah. Like, if you couldn't
Please
have been,
stop being yeah. so mean to me.
if you couldn't have been vulnerable a year ago,
yeah.
what's changing it now?
Right.
So there's a part of me that understand that comment. But, like, yeah, I mean, I just, this continued thing of this ebb and flow, this push and pull of what's more disappointing. What you find out about him in lieu of him showing you who the real Deshaun is
yeah.
with another bit of accusations or just what honestly is bad football. I can abide by bad football. I admire Josh McCown while the guy was getting the spinneroonie in air mm. against the New York Jets because of the way that he communicated to fans and the way that he spoke through the media. And unfortunately, with Deshaun, there's no good football to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, there's nothing that's distanced us from the initial thing that made us feel like, well, maybe I believe this guy might be more misinterpreted than, you know,
right.
maybe we can buy into the fantastical idea of, oh, maybe it's a big misunderstanding or whatever. Or
mm-hmm.
he's had to learn and grow from his, whatever. The second chance thing. The mm-hmm. thing that, by the way, at this point is pretty foolproof. Michael Vick did it.
Yeah, a lot of people got
Ray
second
Rice
chances.
Did it.
Yeah.
Chris Culliver did it. In the pre-show meeting, we're talking about Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. Like, even Ben Roethlisberger, who I think did the worst job of anyone, he still was able to play the game just enough where that's not the number one thing that people talk about. And I'm saying, like, we're talking like a year and a half afterwards.
Right.
People weren't talking about that with Ben Roethlisberger. Here we are almost three full years into this.
Yeah.
And it's still 1A, 1B. That's right. Not just about bad football. Can we agree?
No, it's not. But the bad football is something that magnifies it, obviously.
Accentuating.
Because you, yeah, there you go. Because you just don't have anything else to go to, right? You don't have anything to turn to and say, well, I feel better about the situation because of this, or I feel like I can get out of it. That's the other thing. Like, what is the exit strategy here at this point for the Browns?
Luck? I mean, that's like the Mary Kay Cabot.
You just feel like you're stuck with it, and you have to deal with it.
Yep.
As a fan, as somebody in the media, you just have to deal with it because he's going to be here.
Yep.
And he's going to be occupying a whole bunch of cap space, and he's going to be the guy who reminds you that you were supposed to have this franchise quarterback, and you don't. And the guy who you replaced has turned out to be the franchise quarterback just somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's just like a mind bleep at this point in time, I think.
So if you guys have not heard the comments from the NFL, Mary Kay Cabot, I saw her tweet this out first, but I believe Tom Pellicero also has had since got, I believe everybody's gotten this now, but from the NFL to Mary Kay Cabot, quote, "We are reviewing the complaint and will look into the matter under the personal conduct policy, not looking at commissioner's exempt list as there's been no formal charges and the league's review has just begun." So something I said yesterday, because I think Browns fans initially went to, well, I think there's language in the deal, void the contract, let's move on, let's not even go to Jacksonville. And the thing that I had to caution on is the thing that, like, it took you a while to get into this mess.
Right.
Both Deshaun and the Browns, and it's going to take you a while to get out if you get out at all.
Yeah. I mean, this organization, Nick, created literally the only contract in NFL history that a team cannot get out of.
Yeah.
Like, that was the choice that they made. That's how desperate they were. That's how much they wanted Deshaun Watson to be the franchise quarterback. And I think they knew the risks, right? I don't know if they knew the level of risk, maybe, that they were willing to take.
Yeah.
But they definitely knew the risks. And now they're just stuck in this situation. I don't feel bad for them, as harsh as that sounds.
I feel bad for Browns fans.
I feel bad for Browns fans for sure.
Yep.
Because they were promised one thing, and they haven't gotten that.
Well, and listen, this is where I do think that I think the Browns very intelligently used the media, and not just media, but with placing information about the end of the Baker time, where it is apparent that it wasn't because of Baker's play that I think Baker got run off. I think it is Baker's personality and how it fit into what that organization wanted to do. And those guys had the ability to say, well, we didn't draft him, which is the number one get out of jail free card for every regime ever is we didn't draft him, so we don't feel onerous to make this work with him. So even despite it was really just one bad year, and that bad year is still probably the fourth best year you've had since 1999. So that's the catch 22 of this is you mentioned Baker looking like a franchise quarterback. He just looks good enough.
Yeah.
He looks good enough to make you competitive. And Baker on
but
this
you envy
roster,
that.
Yes.
Based on
point.
What you've seen from Deshaun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so it is, you know, it's funny. Like you said the thing about, I don't feel bad for the Browns. Yeah. No, because this was always a possibility. And I think something that happens that teams can say as much as they want, we did our due diligence.
Right.
Well, we talked to Dabo Swinney. Okay. Yeah, Dabo's not going to tell you of anything that guy did in, or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy who's been in his corner since day one isn't going to be able to shed a lot of light on that.
Who said that he was going to be the Michael Jordan of the NFL. Yeah.
And so,
that's
and again,
not the guy to talk to.
That's not the only guy they talk to. But again, like, you just saying you due diligence doesn't prove a bit of a damn thing. And you know, if the Browns are blaming anyone other, if they're blaming Deshaun, mm-hmm. And I don't mean this because it's going to sound super critical, but every moment where you hit what feels to be rock bottom mm-hmm. is an opportunity to use the phrase inward.
Yes.
And what did we learn?
Yes, exactly.
And so that to me, whether they get mired in this contract, whether eventually they can void this contract, any of the different, you know, whether Deshaun plays lights out against Jacksonville and all of a sudden football becomes the lighthouse again and the mm-hmm. off the field remains off the field, whatever it is, wherever this goes, okay, let's think back to that decision. Let's think back to how and why we did what we did with Baker Mayfield. Not to Baker, but with Baker. Mm-hmm. Let's think about this decision because let's be honest with you, there are elements of what the Browns did that were of desperation.
Of course.
And namely, being counted out and then going back and saying, I'll guarantee every penny. If it yep. works out, that's great. But when it doesn't work out, you have to ask yourself, what happened that allowed this thing to go so poorly? Mm-hmm. How much of this is truly on us? Because it isn't just solely on Deshaun Watson, no matter how much anybody wants to kind of paint it that way.
Yep, you're right about that. And it was a desperate move for a desperate franchise, for a desperate owner, for a desperate, you know, front office that was trying to, I don't want to say shortcut the process.
No, that's exactly what it was.
But they were trying to speed up their contention window based on some of the other pieces that they felt like were in place that they were given an opportunity to try and compete with.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is shortcutting the process in a way.
Well, and
but it was also an opportunity that, like, you know, that caliber quarterback, who he once was, that's not always available.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the circumstances attached to him that were so heinous were the only reason why the Browns had a chance to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was almost like, well, if it's not this, then what is it?
Yeah. Well, but I think that's interesting. That word desperation. Because listen, I think if you remove the off-the-field stuff with Deshaun, mm-hmm. what you just said is 32 out of 32 teams would have said, if you can go from Baker to Deshaun,
right.
you would. But then you factor in all those other things, yeah. and it was 13 teams.
Mm-hmm.
13 teams would have gone from whatever they had to Deshaun, but the idea that they were desperate is what I think is most interesting. Because you had a high water mark 2 years previously, or sorry, one season previously. You get your first playoff win on the road since, I think, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we want to disqualify. Well, there was no fans in the... No. You got a playoff win.
It's a playoff win.
It counts
playoff.
In the ledger.
Yeah, we don't have to toss those back.
You've got
with
seven.
How difficult they are to get, yes. You don't have to toss those back.
You've got seven since 1965.
Right.
Let's not whittle it down to six. But then, like, Baker had an objectively bad season.
Mm-hmm.
So were you desperate because you just didn't want to pay him? Were you desperate because you were convinced a backslide was coming? Because I think that's the question. Why were you desperate?
Yeah.
There's the logistics. There's the very real, well, 32 teams out of 32 teams, face value, would think
right.
Deshaun is better than Baker. But then there's the why were you desperate?
Right.
And I think that's the thing that they have to talk amongst themselves and figure out beyond just, you know, there's a lot of pressure in the NFL.
Mm.
That's no duh.
Yeah, that's for every single organization.
Yeah, but not every team was willing to go to the mat for $230 million guaranteed. Oh. I got to say, even for the media at large,
mm-hmm.
the amount of, I guess you got to move on from Deshaun, even before the lawsuit yesterday, I thought was remarkably quick. It is as if everyone had that one in the chamber and were waiting for Deshaun to look bad against Dallas.
Well, I think, Nick, it was more, okay, so we've given this dude a pass a bunch of different times, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've said, okay, you've only played X number of games. So you're rusty. Okay, it's only training camp. The reports that we're hearing out of training camp, not very flattering, but we're not going to make too much of those. So I think it was people saying, there was all of that stuff built in.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see something different, right? Show us that you are different. Show us that you have evolved. Show us that you are more comfortable in this new offensive system that's supposed to be designed more for your skill set. Okay. And he had the opportunity to do it, although it was just week one, and there were some circumstances surrounding that game working against him. This was the opportunity for him to go out there in a meaningful game and show that he was going to be different, that he was going to be better. And he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL in the first week.
Yeah, but okay.
Like, so he had a game that was very comparable to Bo Nix making his first start for the Denver Broncos.
I'm not trying to relitigate that, but I do think there is the, like, so Aaron Rodgers was also booty cheeks last night.
Okay, but he wasn't to that level of booty cheeks. There are levels to rough. Bad. There are levels to bad and booty cheeks.
Yes, that's all I wanted you to say, is there were level to booty cheeks. All right, so I understand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I understand. But I guess my thing is, even though I think I expected the offense to come out of the gates a little slow, right? Mm-hmm. I think you and I talked about that a few times, that I felt like the first 5 weeks, this is going to be a work in progress. And I knew that there was a chance it looked bad. Didn't know it was going to look quite that bad. But I think what's interesting is now you have, it's not just Jason LaCanfora, who is a writer, reporter, now radio host in Baltimore. It's former players saying stuff with a sense of urgency. And Tony Gonzalez was on Infinity Sports Network last night with Zach Gelb and gave this take about the leash with Deshaun on the Cleveland Browns.
That's not good football. He's not playing well. I would put him on a short leash, a real short leash. You know, I mean, they got rid of Joe Flacco because they didn't want to have this controversy. Because if Joe was there, they would have been like, hey, bench him right now. Let's put Joe back in there, because he's the one who played really well for them down the stretch last year. But I don't know what's going on. It's the injury. Mentally, the confidence is gone. He does not look like that old player. That $230 million, this might go down as kind of like the Russell Wilson contract. This contract might go down as one of the worst in NFL history if he's not able to turn it around right now. But that's not high-level quarterback. And if I'm a teammate, especially if I'm someone like Myles Garrett and these guys out there in the prime of their career, if you want to go out there and make a push and get to the playoffs, you know you have the surrounding, you certainly have the defense. It's a great defense, and you're just going to squander it by trying to give this guy time after time to get it right. A short leash. Short leash, maybe this game, next game, another two games, and if we keep seeing that, then they got to make a change, and it's time to move on from him. Put Jameis in there. I mean, Jameis in too, but Jameson is so erratic. You never know what you're going to get. But then I would be hoping for the great out of Jameson. Jameson can heat up and he can play with the best of them. If he's not turning the ball over, you just look at his numbers, which is a big part of the game, of course. But if he can just not throw the ball, maybe one turnover, that's it. But that defense, they can afford that. Then, yeah, I would definitely go with Jameson for sure.
So, all right, there is the obvious point that he called him Jameson 17
multiple times.
While claiming to be an authority on Jameson's play, Jameis Winston's play, there's also the yada yada yaing of Jameis's turnovers when he's the only quarterback in NFL history to have a 30 for 30 season, 30 touchdowns, and 30 INTs. Would you like a comment on that, or can we move those to the side so we can get to what he's...
We can move those to the side.
Maybe for a rainy day, we'll bring those out and have a good laugh about that. But I do think, so I think the most noteworthy thing is, how is Deshaun's play playing in the locker room? Because no matter what they say, they are going to say something publicly, you know that it does matter within that locker room.
I watched that game on Sunday, and I just felt like, not that the players looked defeated, because it's way too early for that in week one, but they had this look of, first of all, they didn't have any energy whatsoever because, you know, Deshaun is largely responsible for providing that energy, especially on the offensive side. He's also largely responsible, period, because he is a captain. He is the highest paid player.
Face of the franchise.
He's the face of the franchise. And he didn't provide that energy. But it just, there looked like there was a feeling of, oh, bleep, here we go again, sort of thing. Like, this, the way that Deshaun played on Sunday, Nick, that was alarming. Mm-hmm. That wasn't just bad. That was alarming. And I know stats aren't everything, and certain stats people lean into more than others, but there is one adjusted QBR, which measures quarterback play, and usually you want your quarterback to be somewhere between like 70 and 90. Deshaun's was 9. I've never seen it in single digits before, ever, in my entire life of looking at stats.
Did I catch a niner there?
9.
9. Oh, you're not saying no in German. You're saying 9. Like, okay.
Daniel Jones was horrendous over the weekend. He got to double digits.
Did he get to dimes at least?
He got to 16.
Ooh, good for him.
7 more, whatever that means in relative terms. 7 more that I've never seen it in single digits. That was alarming. And I think the players on that sideline were like, what just happened here? I think they were stunned at the level of terrible that he was.
Well, and I will say, I have trouble when it comes to vibes. I think the vibes have been down in camp for a minute. Mm-hmm. So, is this, everybody knew that everybody sucked? Because, like, we talked about yesterday. The routes weren't great. The blocking wasn't great. I mean, even defensively, they were giving up chunk yardage left and right.
Yeah.
Like, is that specifically about Deshaun, or is that more about maybe something bigger picture with the entire team? But I think you did a good job of pointing out, like, both can be true. Mm-hmm. The team could have had a disastrous preseason where they just didn't, and a fair amount of that can, so it doesn't have to all be on Deshaun.
Right.
But Deshaun is the guy that's supposed to be the guy. I said yesterday, I don't know who the guy is when vibes are down, to use that phraseology.
That's right.
Who's the guy that says, all right, we're going to make this right?
It's supposed to be Deshaun.
And there's, by the way, there are four other captains that are part of that. But, like, if it's not going to be Deshaun, then it needs to be the head coach. Well, Kevin, the guy might be able to put something up on a whiteboard when it comes to, like, vibes. Kevin will tell you himself he's not a vibe guy.
Yeah. There's also no position in team sports that's more attached to vibes and how a team performs, how a team looks, how the feeling is around that team than the quarterback.
100%.
And if you feel like you don't have the guy, How are you supposed to naturally get your vibes up?
And I think that's why this Jacksonville game has suddenly taken on this resonance of incredible importance that it certainly didn't have when we talked about the first 5 weeks of the season a week ago.
Right.
Is that, you know, it's almost like, and this is not spin, it's almost like it was so bad, just pick a direction to be better at. You know? be more confident, be more crisp, block better for Deshaun. Focus all week on just those, you know, 15 yards or more throws and making sure. Chemistry. Like, dude, you can frame it however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
You just need one of those things to look better. But if it looks exactly the same as it is, and, oh, by the way, that latest lawsuit just hit, the latest allegations just hit, I mean, you're going to be... Now, Tony Gonzalez saying you might want to go to Jameson Winston, or Jameis Winston as we know him, in two games is a little bit far-fetched. Because we understand everything else that goes on here. It's not as simple as you're wasting 3 years of Myles Garrett's prime. You're wasting the end of Joel Bitonio's career. It's not as simple as that, although that's a part of it. But I do think the leash conversation, I mean, we're there already.
Yeah.
We are to the point where the question becomes, and this is where we're going to kind of take it here, is how long is the leash? Not how long should it be. It is how long is the leash with Deshaun Watson, with the Cleveland Browns. Nick Wilson, Chris Fedor, that's a question we're sending to you guys. At Nick Wilson says, at Chris Fedor, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. How long is the leash with Deshaun? The conversation we got into there after hearing the Tony Gonzalez thing from the Zach Gelb show yesterday on Infinity Sports Network was how long is a leash with Deshaun? And we already kind of got it on social media, some of the responses. I believe it's George saying that Watson has not been very good. He's got two more games. I'm paraphrasing that first part.
Uh-huh.
They say he's got two more games. And I mean this with all due respect.
Yeah.
If you're a fan and say, he's a clown, he's got two more games, that's it. That's fine. You can believe that as much as you want.
Sure.
The leash is so much longer than Tony Gonzalez. As long as he is healthy, and they believe he is healthy, the leash is so much longer on Deshaun Watson than I think most of the people listening right now are comfortable with.
What do you think the Browns would have to see from Deshaun to say, nope, we've got to move on to Jameis, he's a better option?
That many more times. What you saw on Sunday. Or honestly, just very slow incremental progress.
Yeah, it just might be time, right?
Yeah.
If they give him the time and it just doesn't happen, and they start looking at the schedule and they're like, oh my God, the season is slipping away. It's ticking down. We've got to try and save this somehow. We've got to try and put a jolt through this organization and through this offense. Maybe that's what it needs to be.
I think I totally get the fan side of things, which is this has been a disgrace to the organization that I love. I'm sick of compartmentalizing. I totally understand that. I really, really do. I empathize. You and I both empathize with fans on this. The Browns owe it to themselves because they are the ones that got themselves into this mix. The idea that you're going to start the quarterback unicycle of we're going to try a balancing act of, well, now we're going to give Jameis a shot.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, oh, well, new is always better. No, it's not.
Right.
And if you have to go back to Deshaun, or if you, oh, well, now Deshaun's healthy. Guys, you need as much information as you can to make this kind of decision. And it's a weird way of thinking about it. But the Browns owe it to themselves to have exhaustive patience.
Yeah.
Because there are damning ramifications if you don't get the, if you have to move on from Deshaun, or if you have to go to a spot where you have to find another quarterback to come in here and Deshaun sits on the bench.
That's right.
If you can't void this contract, which everybody's speculating they could.
Yes. This is a delicate decision. There are a lot of factors that come into play. It's not something that you can make in haste. But I think the other argument on the other side of that, Nick, is that they wouldn't be making it in haste. And you're right, they need more evidence and they need as much data as possible that says, no, he isn't the guy, right? If that's the decision that they're going to go to, if they're going to make a quarterback change eventually, they need as much information as possible and as much data as possible that says, no, this doesn't work. But he hasn't been the guy that they're paying him to be, or they're giving him the responsibility to be. He hasn't been that guy for half a decade, right? I mean, if we're being honest about it, the last time we saw Deshaun Watson play good, consistent football where it looked like he had a feel for the game, it looked like his pocket sense, his movement, his awareness, his timing, his throwing looked natural. Like, all of that stuff that you want that should be a prerequisite to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, the last time we consistently saw that from him was a half decade ago.
100% fair.
At some point, don't you have to say, like, it's not there and it's not happening?
Yes, but I think people are missing what would be the ultimate, absolute worst-case scenario, which is you prematurely make that decision. You prematurely take that knock on the noggin of whatever, however you try and split that contract, and he actually goes somewhere else. No, listen, I
Baker?
Know. But you,
are
yeah,
doing the Baker thing all over again?
Yeah. Guys, it's unbearable to see Baker do really well and Deshaun do poorly. Imagine Baker and Deshaun doing really well elsewhere while you're kicking around, I don't know, DTR? While you're kicking around Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
Like, it's at some point, because it's weird, 13 games, which is what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
For a fair amount of quarterbacks in the NFL, 13 games in, even spread across 3 years, you got a good – it's not a great sample size – it, depending on the investment.
Uh-huh.
But you've made decisions on quarterbacks for less than 13 games.
Sure.
But not ones. This gets back to the investment point. Not ones with time spent. Hmm. Not one with the contract. Not with the implications after giving it, not just before giving it. With trade capital. With the PR nightmare. Like, I know no one wants the patience argument. This is not patience in I'm certain it's going to work out.
Right.
It's patience in this is a minefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my expectation is, and it was before the Dallas game, so I'm not changing. I thought he had this entire year. Things can change.
Whoa.
Things can change. But at some point, being definitive as you possibly can on Deshaun might actually matter more to you as an organization
in the long term
than making the playoffs this year. And I hate having to speak that thought into the ether.
How do you say that, though, to Nick Chubb when he's rehabbing his butt off to try and get back on the field and Myles Garrett doing everything that he has done for this franchise and Denzel Ward playing through concussions and stuff like that? That's one of the aspects of this that I think makes it hard. I think one of the aspects is the schedule itself is like more favorable at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have to be honest about what you're facing and what's real and what's possible. And you can sit there and you can say, any given Sunday, we can beat anybody. We're not afraid of anybody. If we consider ourselves a playoff team, we should think that we can beat the Steelers and the Saints. But the reality is there are worse teams in the NFL, and those are the ones that are at the beginning of the schedule. So it's not like the Browns can just be patient and say we're going to make up for it on the back end.
So specifically to what you said about what do you say to those players,
yeah,
your check still clears. And I know, I hate it. I watched an organization across two ownerships and mm-hmm. 75 coaches and 115 OCs and 12 GMs. I watched them waste my favorite player of my adult life, which was Joe Thomas's career.
Right.
And that, but just because the organization at large did that previously
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you can rush this, because if you mess this up, if you choose the wrong thing, if you step on the landmine instead of avoid it, you're not going to get any closer to winning football. And to speak to what you just said, do you know what the worst thought that I had to the worst rationalization I had to come to? I did say worst. I did. I said it. I own it. We own that.
Okay, Tony Gonzalez.
Give me Kevin Stefanski there. We own that. But the worst rationalization that I had to make in this whole thing is the downside of we got to give Deshaun every chance this year to get this on square
mm-hmm.
comes with the upside of you might have a good enough record to replace him.
Yeah.
If you don't miss the playoffs. Like, the worst thing in this is not that you lose, that you win three games this year. That's not the worst case scenario.
I'm just sitting here today, Nick, wondering to myself, and I think a lot of Browns fans probably are too, what is the upside to this at this point? Because if we're honest, this was always a gamble, and the Browns knew it was a gamble, and the other teams around the NFL that were moderately interested in Deshaun, significantly interested in Deshaun, however you want to characterize that, they knew it was a gamble too, right? But like the biggest part of the gamble was not supposed to be the on-field product.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be the PR hit.
It was supposed to be the PR hit. Yeah. It was supposed to be, are there going to be more stories coming down the road? Is he going to get suspended and we're going to be without him for X number of games because of all these legal things? Is it going to be a stain on our organization? Is it going to handcuff our salary so much that we can't do the things that we need to do from a team building perspective? And yet, like, the great downside so far is they haven't gotten the payoff on the field. And that wasn't supposed to be as much the gamble that these teams were going to take. Because at the very least, you felt like Deshaun was going to be an upgrade over what you had. Because even if he wasn't going to get to the MVP level, he could get to a middle of the pack quarterback level.
Slightly and with above this, Baker level.
Slightly above Baker, and with the rest of this team set up, that was going to be good enough, right? But he is bottom of the barrel bad in terms of quarterbacking in the NFL, where it's bringing everybody back to him. It's bringing everybody down in this organization, and on both sides of the, it's making things really, really difficult on the defense, right? It's making things really, really difficult on the offensive line. It's making things really, really difficult on the receivers. It wasn't supposed to be this level bad. That wasn't supposed to be the biggest part of this gamble.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.